And now we will go down to the Hudson Valley, where our Allison Dunn is standing by, the host of WAMC's 51%. Allison, tell us what's going on there.
Well, about 60 seconds ago, County Executive Mark Molinaro just gave his victory speech. Right before his victory speech, Republican Rob Rollison, gave his victory speech, and we have a new City of Poughkeepsie mayor in Rob Rollison, who handily defeated Democrat Randy Johnson. County Executive Molinaro goes for his second four-year term now, and he says this is a victory for everyone, echoing kind of what Rollison had said earlier, saying he's going to actually have a victory party for this city. And I asked him what that meant afterwards, and he said he's not sure yet, but he's got to throw something together for everyone that helped him out here. I talked with our new mayor, Poughkeepsie's new mayor, after his victory speech, and he had just hung up with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney across the aisle to endorse Rollison in this race. But it gets a little hairy. There's probably a reason behind this. And Rollison was up against Randy Johnson, and Randy Johnson's wife is Gwen Johnson, who is facing re-election for her county seat. Gwen Johnson, a Democrat, backed Nan Hayworth in the last congressional election. So there's a bit of a story behind all of this. But again, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney calling the new Poughkeepsie mayor, Rob Rollison, to congratulate him. County Executive Molinaro said that he is glad he's going back to the legislature with a Republican majority. As you know, not only in Dutchess County, but in most of the county legislatures, there were a lot of contested seats open, and in some counties they could sway the legislature to have a new party in control.
Allison, in Kingston, it appears that Stephen Noble has won that mayoral race. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it was kind of expected. Actually, word was that once he defeated Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo in the primary, that he would probably defeat Ron Fallaco for Kingston Mayor. It'll be very interesting to see what he does in terms of economic development for that city, and we'll just have to wait and see what's going on there.
How about Newburgh? Judy Kennedy had a long and winding road to the ballot tonight, but appeared to have won re-election.
Yes, I think that's going to surprise a lot of people. It was pretty assumed, I think, that Jacobson would get this. He had a lot of the endorsements going into it, but she stuck to her guns and just said, I'm fighting this race to the end, and I still want to be mayor of this city. And I think that there was still, obviously, enough support for her to pull it off. She just came on the independence line and said, I'm doing this, and I've got a lot left to do, and I didn't have enough time, and we have a lot to do for this city ahead. I think Jacobson had called her on a lot of things that she did not do in her term, and said he would like to see a lot more of the buildings repaired in Newburgh. If you go down some of the streets, you'll find some gorgeous houses that have been renovated and fixed up, and then right down the block are ones that have not and are awful looking. And I think he really, a lot of his campaign focused on that. Fixing the streets was one of his mottos. But apparently it didn't work, and Judy Kennedy will see another term.
Let's go to Ulster County now, where it looks like Mike Hine, the county executive, is holding a lead, although perhaps not a big one at this hour, over his challenger, Terry Bernardo.
Yes, okay. I think he was also expected to win this race. I'm not sure. I've got the Dutchess results in front of me, how close that race is. But, you know, I think that campaign came down to a lot having to do with what to do with the rail trail. It's been a very contentious issue in the county, what to do with the Catskill Mountain Railroad, leases some of the space and runs this tourist railroad. And County Executive Hine has tried to turn that into a rail to trail and wants to build upon that. And Terry Bernardo has a completely different, I think, a different take on that, and really wants it as a tourist train and expand that. And that became one, not the only, but one of the points in that campaign.
Let's go back to where we started this conversation in Poughkeepsie. We were speaking with the editor of the Poughkeepsie Journal last hour, Stu Shinsky, who mentioned some of the major issues in the city. Of course, the mayor, outgoing mayor, was term limited. What do you think some of the big challenges that are ahead will be?
Well, I think certainly crime is one of them, right? You see crime go up and down in Poughkeepsie, and lately it's up. And you have in the new mayor a former police detective from the town of Poughkeepsie, so he's not unfamiliar with crime. He has a very detailed plan about what he wants to do. One of them was starting to double, which I believe the funding had come through, to double the amount of police officers on the streets, or at least certain streets in the city of Poughkeepsie, and get that going. But he does have a very detailed plan, and he is coming at it from a law enforcement background. I think that, that is one of the issues. Of course, economic development, it's an issue in every single Hudson Valley city, but particularly in Poughkeepsie, that may not have seen as much economic development as other cities to its north and south. And so I think you'll see him try to build upon what's here, but maybe do a lot more surrounding walkway over the Hudson, try to get more funding and try to do more tourist attractions around that area and continue what has started to build around walkway over the Hudson.
Well, Allison, it's always nice to be able to say Allison Dunn in the Hudson Valley Forest. Thank you so much for being there tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ian.